970-775-0623.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and I am going to begin with America, the land of the plumed serpent. In the book of Revelation, the great empire at the end of the world would become the hold of every foul spirit and hateful bird. Just like a prison, it would be a prison for the foul spirits and hateful birds in the culture. America, land of the plumed serpent. Now, in the late 80s, early 90s, I believe there was an author. Yeah, he was a Christian author. I believe it was Gary Kaw. I can't remember. Later on, William Still would present his work on America, and it is actually called Amaruka, the land of the serpent gods. And William Still, in his book The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of the Secret Societies, he showed that America was called initially Land of the Plumed or Feathered Serpents. I believe it was before William Still, there was another author, I believe it was Gary Kaw, but anyhow. So anyhow, a researcher was researched by a James Percy, a Theosophical Society magazine entitled Lucifer, which gave insight into the word America. And I'm reading from a website, whiteheadproductions.com. And Percy, he says that the chief god of the Mayan Indians in Central America was Quetzalcoatl, the plumed serpent, the feathered serpent in Peru. And this god was in Peru, he was Amaru, in a territory known as Amaruca. And he also presents that Amaruca is literally translated land of the plumed serpent. So we in this country, this is the real name of America. In the Bible, Revelation chapter 18, it is referred to as Babylon, the great of the end of the world. And with what it says in Revelation 18 about America, or Babylon, meaning Babel, Babel, confusion, do you feel like America has become the land of confusion? And also there were, in the ancient Babylon, there was a spirit or spirits that ruled over that ancient Babylon, Marduk, and that spirit that ruled ancient Babylon Could it be that that spirit had moved west to a blank nation, uncivilized, and a land of sacrifice called America? We have to think about these things. I do. I don't have a choice. As a teacher, Bible teacher, prophecy teacher, I look to see what the word, what a Babylon the Great is. And eventually Babylon the Great, this great empire at the end of the world, will become the home of every foul spirit and hateful bird. What kind of foul spirits do we have in this country? You look at the homosexuality, lesbianism, you look at the growth in the last 20 years, the last two decades, of this foul spirit. Then you have hateful birds. Has America become a nation of uncivilized individuals full of hate, hating everything specifically pertaining to God, the laws of God, the Son of Almighty God, and those who profess Jesus Christ, the Savior, to the world? I began with this today because in World War I, America was being warned that the world was going to go to war, and the people of the U.S. were opposed to any type of being brought into the war. We were opposed to being involved. But eventually, we were forced into that war. And prior to that, the mothers of the young men of this country were hoping we wouldn't get involved because they did not want their sons to go to war. They had to mentally, psychologically prepare for it, and then it occurred. Once it occurred, now they had to daily pray that their children in the conflict would be protected. It happened in World War II. And I will continue with this thought when we get back. This is The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. This is a present truth. We are in a present truth. 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
Anita McAllister here. Medicare open enrollment is over, and it's time to talk about some money-saving solutions to help you with out-of-pocket healthcare costs you may be exposed to. Need a dental plan? I've got a great one for you. Call me at 970-515-6882. Are you under 65 and self-employed? I also work with Christian-based health shares. These can save an average of 35% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Hey, my name's Jariah with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. www.mycivicdoc.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
Step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages, and we're pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants.
It took 300 years to build this cake, and someone left it in the rain. America, what was America, is no longer America. America has become the land of the plumed serpent. Going back to what I was saying about... Before I go on, so backing up just quickly, any nation that has a strong Christian base is a target. Germany, example, because of Germany, because of Martin Luther, the great people of Germany, the great culture of Germany, Germany is a great nation. Martin Luther, he gives the world justification by faith. He takes the Christian world from justification by works, by diet or fasting and works, he brings in a great revelation through the scripture, justification by faith. This great revelation, it redirects Christianity, it rebuilds Christianity to a much greater and much more powerful body of believers in the world. It elevated the experience of works. It elevated the Christian walk to a greater experience of faith within God's family. Don't think Satan isn't vindictive. Satan is vindictive. And out of Germany, 300, 400 years later, comes the greatest atrocity and hatred of the Jewish people, directed against the hatred directed against the Jewish people by a society that brought into the world justification by faith. Now you have in the United States of America a nation that came into existence, people fleeing from the religious control and the control of the nations and the governments of Europe, individuals coming to this country to be free to worship, to be free from government control, and what is born when these groups of all these different religions, they come into the U.S. and they do bring the flavor of the religion in which they were a part of back in Europe, but we still evolved, this is evolution, into what we call today the evangelical churches. And the campaign of Lucifer, of Satan, against the body of Christ, the Christian evangelical Christians, against the evangelical Christians, mainly evangelicals. And then once we evangelicals basically were rooted in this country, then you have Catholicism, Lutheranism, the Orthodox churches, their belief systems. They come in to America, into the land of the evangelical Christianity, in the hand of God, sovereignly, through men that maybe did not really, were not true believers. Through all the men that wrote, signed the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, these men had a thought of an architect, of a God that existed, though they themselves were not really religious in that sense. They were deists, they were different things. But God, in his infinite wisdom, uses these men to put together a law, to put together different doctrines in the world of law, and they come up with the Constitution of the United States of America, giving all of the new believers of faith in this country protection from the government, freedom to speak, freedom to worship, and freedom to own possessions, to have a lawful litigation or the ability, when they were charged with a crime, to have legal representation and not to have the courts drag things out. And do you think this was going to be taken lightly by the occult forces, by the devil and the children of the devil? Absolutely not. So there's been a campaign on the other side to destroy what God had intended for this country. At one time, we were a golden cup in the hand of God. We were a beacon to the world. Religious, not just in law, but we were a society different from any society that ever existed. And Satan, being vindictive, already from the time that the Mayflower came over to this country, you had on board that ship, not believer only, not those who were justified by faith only, but you had the seed of Satan on board that ship, and the ships that would follow. And here at the end of the world now, in the land of the plumed serpent, finally, just like in Germany in the early 1900s, Satan has been able to once again begin to take control of another nation, this country, America. Someone left the cake out in the rain. And who left the cake out in the rain? Oh, it is the evangelical Christian body of believers in this country. They have not stayed at their post in the night watching for evil. But it's okay, because in the prophecies in the Bible, this was prophesied to happen. It was prophesied that America would be turned over to the dark side. And how would it be turned over to the dark side? In the political body, you would have children in witchcraft on the Democrat side, more so in high levels of power, and in the Republican Party, not as much, but still, you had those within the Democrat or in the Republican Party that also would be members of the dark side. And these members in both of these parties, the common enemy would be the vote, the people that had the power to change things in Washington, D.C. But it is prophesied that these groups of people would be victorious in turning this nation back to, over to, the prince that rules in darkness. You cannot change what the Bible says. We cannot reverse it. There are many Christians who believe that if we who are called we who worship God, called by His name, that we can pray and we can turn things around. First Chronicles, I forget the exact verse. I say, no, that those verses were for Israel as a nation specifically. There was a promise made by God that they would always exist. But the promise did not refer to the Christian people living in the United States of America. We can pray, but we're never going to redeem, or we're never going to save. We're never going to take this country back. I hate to tell you the truth, but that's a truth. The Satan was able to deceive the people of Germany, and Germany was responsible for a war. I forget how many millions of people died. And this country, the land of the plumed serpent, is going to be responsible for the death of billions of people. Not millions like Adolf Hitler. Billions. The great assault on the individuals in the world has begun. It will not end until Christ returns. The answer to the war on the world by the children of the devil, the answer is a body of believers within all of the seven churches that are overcomers, that are those who will pray for the victories for themselves and for the families around them and for the individuals of the nation. And it will be, you cannot fight a spiritual battle with bullets. This is a spiritual battle with these people involved in the occult, in the LGBT community, those that have rioted with every law that would benefit the people of this nation. The only way to fight this battle is through prayer. And I don't mean just light prayer. I mean prayers for victory that God will commands His children to get. We can vote. We can go to the voting, cast our votes. But in this election here on Tuesday, tomorrow, it will be the prayers that will be the most effective. Your vote is in, but who is the best person for all these different offices in these elections? Pray that God makes the choice to hold back the evil for a little longer. Evil is going to flood the nation. But pray that God will use this election to hold back, to be a wall, to keep evil from coming in sooner than it should come in. It's prayer that will stop this flood from taking over. It's prayer that's going to be effective against the curses of the Satanists. These Satanists are petitioning the devil like never before for victories to destroy this nation, to destroy the Christian people, to destroy the babies, to destroy the Constitution. It's going to be prayer that's going to hold it off. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be back.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a Wookiee. Listen to 1360 KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Okay, and the Constitution of this country was created to give the people of God in America a time to grow and mature and learn how to fight the battle for this coming, well, fight the battle that we're in presently. We've been given 300 plus years, Christians, to learn how to fight the battles. The great battle is now going to be against the forces of darkness, the children of the devil, they that serve Satan. And we are the only answer to what is happening in the world. It is not going to be the representatives that we send to Washington. That time is ending. In the book of Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, a document of man that is called a restrainer. And the restrainer is the constitution of this country. And that restrainer is going to be taken out of the way. But until it's taken out of the way, it is to restrain and keep and hold back evil that is coming into the world. The laws of man, the laws of the nations, were given to the nations by God to protect the nations from evil, from those who are evil, from the wicked. And there is a mystery of iniquity, it says in verse 7. There's a mystery of iniquity which works presently. Only he who lets will let. Something is letting it, allowing it, holding it back. But eventually, what is holding it back is going to be removed. Practically speaking, you can see what the Democrat Party has done for the last 50 years to try to remove the Constitution of this country. We Christians need to pray that the Constitution of this country holds fast for a little bit longer. Eventually, it is going to be destroyed. But until then, we should, through prayer, pray that that document that God used for this nation, a document like no other nation ever. The Magna Carta was great, but not like the Constitution of America. This Constitution must live and hold back evil for a little while longer. You want to be effective? Pray that that Constitution cannot be destroyed ahead of time. Eventually, we have to understand we cannot change what the prophecies in the Bible are. We cannot stop the Constitution from being destroyed. It will be destroyed. Eventually, it will be destroyed. There's nothing we can do about that. And when it's destroyed, the Antichrist that is to come will be revealed. That man of wicked, the man of evil. So until the Constitution is taken out of the way, we should pray that it still has the power that it is supposed to have to keep evil at bay, to keep evil from flooding this nation ahead of time. There are many that you don't understand what I'm talking about. It's to those that God has opened your eyes to understand that the Constitution of this country is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It is called a restrainer that restrains, that holds back, that keeps something at bay. What is it? The Antichrist. It keeps the Antichrist from coming to power ahead of time. What is holding and keeping the Antichrist from taking power is the Constitution of the United States of America. But Antichrist is going to attack and break the power and destroy the power and the laws behind the Constitution. It will happen. But until then, our job as believers is not going to be only to vote to put in the right representatives. No, we're coming to an end of that process. But our job right now is to pray that that Constitution holds a little while longer. What will be, after the Constitution is destroyed, what is going to hold back the wickedness in the world? It will be the overcomer Christians in all seven churches. It will be these people that God is going to use. I talk about on Sunday that Christ said that the gates of hell will not prevail against the builded church. This means a church that is effective in warfare against Satan and the children of the devil. Just like Elijah went and had a direct face-to-face conflict with the prophets of Jezebel, and that conflict, because of the hand of God with Elijah was successful. God's hand will be with this faithful church, and it says that the gates of hell, not the whole body of Christ, the whole body of Christ is not faithful. The whole body of Christ, for the most part, is dysfunctional. They have problems. They have problems with their flesh. They have problems with their soul. They're not whole. They haven't let Christ make them whole. They prefer the world, the things of the world. They're not interested in the spiritual, the deep spiritual things of God. But there is a group that the gates of hell will not prevail against. There are gates of hell, Christ is saying. There are all these gates that Satan has, and all the demons that come through those gates into the world. Who's going to be effective against LGBT? It's going to be people that have the Spirit of God on them that can stand and stop and rebuke the devil, the spirits of the devil in these people. We'll be back in a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American World Hegemony, New World Order, Agendas of Secret Societies, The Coming World Religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? You approve? keeps tearing round, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Just when I thought.
And on the Mayflower, you had a family. From my research, the Collins family. They came over with the Christian people to America. And the land of the plumed serpent. On board were the Christians, and on board were the devil worshippers. And one of the families that had served the devil that came into this country and became political powers in Washington were the Collins family. And from what I have read, I believe that Judy Collins is of that lineage. We're not going to save America. You can't save it. It is the land that Satan, that has been consecrated to Satan. We can live in the land. God allows us to live in the land. We are to Christians. We have a purpose in this land. But we're not here to save the land. We can't. This land has been taken over by people in the occult. And they have been given the right to this property. It has been consecrated to Satan. But we are here, believers are here, to do what we can to lead people to Christ for their eternal future and to be a wall. Once the Constitution is destroyed, we are to be the wall that holds back the evil that fights the battles to come. The gates of hell will not prevail against to build a church. And there's a time coming very shortly that once the Constitution is destroyed, the world is going to know who Antichrist is. And it should be that most Christians should know who he is, but most Christians are so far from God and knowledge of the Scripture, they won't realize it. We're moving so quickly that I have a whole program planned. All my notes are in my hand. But I felt this is more important to present to you what this country is and who is running this country. The people running this country, every Christian, true Christian person, any Christian individual that is truly a servant of Jesus Christ has been taken out of this administration. Once Donald Trump left office, once he was forced out, immediately upon coming into position, I believe Barack Obama ordered his people in Washington, including Joe Biden, to remove every truly born-again Christian out of that administration. And I believe that in the senior executive service, once Obama began appointing during his administration people into the positions in senior executive service, not one person was a true born-again Christian. For the most part, I would say, senior executive service was blanketed all these different administrations that are government agencies. I believe that they were put in, the people put in place are probably members of secret societies and have a sworn allegiance to the dark side in one way or the other. The Christians, I'm saying this for you Christians, to the whole audience, of course, but to the Christians, it will only be the believing believers, the true believing Christian community, that is going to be effective to have any victories in any area against the occult agenda of the United States of America. One of the great occult agendas we are watching take place, the directive, there have been assignments and orders given to all the devil worshipers to infiltrate the school systems with all of this sexual madness. That is one of the agendas. That is one of the gates of hell that is coming, that has been opened to flood this country with evil that will destroy the children that exist, that are living. Another gate is the matter of killing children in the womb or shortly after leaving the womb. It's another gate of hell. You can begin to see these gates very clearly. The land of confusion. The land of confusion, Babel. Babel, Babel. It's going to get worse, and the Christians that are going to be the answer. As much as the Christians are hated, the Christians, the true believing Christians, the faithful Christians, are the answer in spite of the hatred toward Christianity. We'll be back with Rodriguez.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right. An insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay. As the children of the devil increase in their authority and power, and they are all through the political system of this country, federal, state, county, city governments, the only answer is going to be the living church of God, the faithful, believing Christians who have learned to fight the battles spiritually. It's a spiritual battle. You can't cast out demons by just telling demons to leave. They'll laugh at you. You cast them out in the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. And they obey. And here last week, Leo Zagami is talking about these people that have vaccinations that seem to have been, they have seemed to have been demonized. And they have some island in Asia somewhere where the Catholic Church, people go to this island for exorcisms. This is the rise of the occult in this country and internationally. I realized that people don't want to hear, they don't want to entertain the thought of any type of witchcraft. It is so in your face, you can't deny it. If you deny it, you're in a state of denial, truly denial. And if you can't see the abortion matter being ritual sacrifice of children to Baal, then you are truly spiritually blind. And if you can't see the young children being sacrificed now to pedophiles, then truly you are spiritually blind. And if you have a hatred for some odd reason toward Christian people, it's because Satan has a hatred of these type of people, the faithful people, because Satan knows they are the threat. Any person, God created all of mankind in the image, in His image, and you will have at the end of the world a great spiritual battle. The people that have decided to bow the knee to Baal or Satan, and those who refuse to bow the knee to Baal and will only bow the knee to their King Jesus Christ. And these two people, these two groups, will be in conflict, at war openly with each other. And in between these two groups, you're going to have mankind. There's going to be a struggle. To the devil worshipers are going to want to drag as many people as they can into hell with them, whereas the Christian people, the true Christian people, will want to present and succor I'll use the word too. We need to drag, if they refuse to listen, we need to tell them, you have two choices, heaven or hell, with Christ or without Christ. In eternity of peace or eternity of fire. And we need to be strong to bring them into God's eternal plan. Well, I have my notes. I might go for them tomorrow. But until then, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360KHSC.com. Choose eternity with God.
Hey, my name's Jariah with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.